And so all of prophecy teaches that that's where it's going to happen, where he's going to go. And so they're going to protect. As Antichrist comes in, he defeats Syria. He comes down through Jordan, doesn't touch it, doesn't harm it. It's going to be there to protect the Jews. He comes into the south. He defeats Egypt. Then look what it says. Verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape, but he shall have power over the treasures and the gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. When he comes out of Syria, comes through Jordan, goes into Egypt, defeats Egypt, he turns around and starts going back towards Jerusalem. As he heads north, all of a sudden at his steps, at his heels, Ethiopia and Libya. That's not all. Verse 44, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Now, Syria has been defeated in the north, so that is not Syria. North of Israel, we'll look at that in a moment, and then out of the east. So we now have, by the way, Ethiopia is south and Libya is west. And we got all directions now. Keep your finger here and go over to chapter 38 of the book of Ezekiel. A parallel passage. We've seen that as he attacks Syria in the north and Egypt in the south, and then turns around to go back to Jerusalem, he hears murmurings out of the east and out of the north. Ethiopia and Libya come after him. In chapter 38, a continuation of this coalition of nations started to be talked about over the book of Daniel chapter 11. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog. By the way, Magog first mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, a grandson to Noah. And the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, they're also grandsons. Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against it. Look down at verse 6. Gomer and all of his bands in the house of Togarma of the north quarters. Look at verse 5. Persia and Ethiopia and Libya with them and all of them with shield and helmet. He now gives us a coalition of nations. Gog in the land of Magog, the leader of this coalition of nations, and Magog, any prophecy teacher would agree. Again, the time limiting us will not allow us to develop geographically, but Gog in the land of Magog is talking about modern-day Russia. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, those four. I was in Turkey doing the series on the seven churches of Turkey. Picked up an ancient Turkish map. There on the ancient Turkish map, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. What he's talking about is modern-day Turkey. So you've got Russia, modern-day Turkey, Persia, modern-day Iran, Libya, modern-day Libya, Ethiopia, and Sudan. You see who I've just talked about? The nations aligning themselves against Israel. Do I need to say anything about Colonel Gaddafi? Sudan, you know what Sudan is? It is the training ground for every world terrorist. Over 2 million Christians killed in Sudan in the last couple of years. Ethiopia, Sudan, Libya, Russia. The rise of anti-Semitism in Russia as it's never been. They expect more Jews to come out of Russia this year and has come out in 10 years. Since Junie and I moved to Jerusalem, 850,000 have come out. 27% increase in the population of the state of Israel.